This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm beginning some email. I have been receiving some email asking me why I'm so down on bread. The quotes are given. It's the staff of life. It's the center upon which all of our dietary intake is based, and different kinds of comments like that. I'm down on some kinds of bread, and I'm not down on some other kinds of bread. And that's what I wanted to clarify here. I don't think it'll take the whole show to go through this, but there are some prescient points that it'll sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth from time to time in different discussions, because sometimes I'm pro-bread, sometimes I'm not. Not too long ago, at the American Academy of Nutrition, the national chairman of the Flour Millers Association, and yes, there is an association coast to coast in this country, of people, of businesses that mill flour. And of course, they want to protect their industry, and very interested in, you know, FDA and USDA and all the other regulatory bodies watching over the wheat supply in this country. And so he made an interesting, he started off saying that the reason that bakers do not make more whole wheat bread was that the public didn't like the taste of whole wheat bread. And of course, whether you're selling cars or shoes or houses or life insurance or bread, obviously you want to provide a product that's going to sell. And when you find that there are some things in your repertoire that you're presenting to your customers they don't like, you have a tendency to at least cut way back on its production or phase it out. Now, I agree that the taste of commercial whole wheat bread is not very appetizing. Kids certainly don't like it. And it's not fresh flour in the first place. And to make matters worse, the oils, which all flour contains, are extremely vulnerable to rancidity. And I have talked about this in shows in the past. And whole wheat flour is as perishable as milk is. And I don't think anyone would ever mistake sour milk for fresh milk. Yet that's exactly what these interests would have us believe when they put whole wheat bread on the shelves in the supermarkets that were milled some time ago. And the rancidity of that oil is coming through in that whole wheat. So that people don't like the taste of whole wheat bread. The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat. They're not all that expensive. And the wheat should be high protein. It should be grown without irrigation on non-depleted soils, preferably organically fertilized. You have to look around, but you can find whole wheat like this. And this wheat will probably cost you twice as much as the lower quality, if not more than that, but it's the cheapest from a nutritional standpoint, because the fine flavor alone will prove its worth. You will find people who do not like the taste of whole wheat bread wanting more of whole wheat bread if it's made under these kinds of conditions here. Now, the difference between whole wheat and white, of course, is that the outer covering of the wheat berry has been removed in the milling process and in the sifting and the screening, so that what is left is a much more white flour with little brown specks that got through the filtering process, and then that white flour is bleached. to make it very, very white. Oh, yes, when you open up a bag of baking flour, whether you're making biscuits or pancakes or bread or whatever else there on the counter of your kitchen, it's full of bleach. That's why it's as white as it is. And it may have bromine in it, too, because they used to use, back when I was a child in the 1950s, they would use iodine to bleach wheat or the flour, which was great because our bodies need iodine. Our bodies do not need bromine. But bromine will make milled white flour whiter than the iodine did, and it's cheaper, and it's easier to do, which, of course, is the direction that industry moves. So you have to get, when you're baking whole wheat bread, it's important to use as much fluid, whether you're using water or milk in the dough as possible, because the finer the wheat is ground, and if you're grinding your own wheat or you're buying ground wheat, you can buy different grades of how much it's been milled. Now, I want to continue with this and give you some more ideas regarding this, but for those of you just joining, welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Doug will be joining me before the show's over. And just as an introduction, for those of you who might be listening for the first time, I've been sharing the microphone with Doug for, my goodness, at least 15 years now. We go way back. He's a patient of mine. We have a lot of fun together, and he has invited me to take up more time on the radio show. And so I started off talking about wholesome bread. And, the reason people don't eat whole wheat is they don't like the taste. And the reason they don't like the taste is because the bread was made too long after the wheat was milled, so that the oils, the vitamin E oils that are absolutely necessary for good heart health, has gone rancid. And we know that rancid vitamin E oils is carcinogenic. So that's another problem that we'll need to talk about sometime. But the finer the wheat is ground, the more fluid's necessary. So the softer the dough, the lighter the loaf. Those of you who bake bread, you know this. And too much yeast, too rapid rising is going to make less flavorful bread. And the yeast enzymes have to have time to work. And bread can be made without yeast if you allow 24 hours to rise. That's where you're going to find the tastiest bread you can come across. Now, bread made from fresh ground flour, baked the day it was ground, is delicious. And you do not have to go very far to prove that point. I remember a particular incident where there's a milling company out here called Lehigh Roller Mills, and I was talking to the miller at one time, and he told me this interesting story about how people would not eat wheat bread, and at the same time, this fellow that the miller had milled the wheat for was being served fresh ground whole wheat bread for lunch without him even being aware of what it was. And the exact statement that came out of his mouth was, "That is the best bread I have ever eaten." And it had been milled that morning, baked that afternoon, and served to him later that afternoon. I have never tasted anything like that. See, this matter of taste instinct is not very hard to test on animals who have not been educated to the perverted tastes of white flour and white sugar that's been refined. Because these animals will eat the whole wheat flour and apparently relish it, whereas the bleached or commercial varieties have little or no appeal to them at all. I mean, it's well known to millers that rats in the warehouse will use a very selective process in determining which of the sacks of grain they're going to infest first. And the preference has always been the grain that was grown on the most fertile ground. Now, if you've ever noticed, this is an interesting observation that someone pointed out to me once. If you've ever noticed cattle or horses feeding in a field that's had crops grown on it, you'll observe that they prefer to eat the grass that's around the far edges of the field, that's essentially virgin in its nature because it hasn't been depleted of the nutrients by prior harvesting. Now, if you're ever in a situation, I know if you're deep in the city, that's hard to see, but if you're rural and there are farms and there's animals, especially after harvest has taken place and other things are starting to grow up in the field because it hasn't been turned over yet for winter. And grass is growing or the original crop is starting to grow again, especially the green leafy stuff. You'll notice the cattle and the horses are off on the sides by the fences where the planting and harvesting doesn't take place because the equipment can't get that close to the fence without the danger of tearing up the fence. Why are they doing that? Because the soil still is loaded with minerals and it hasn't been overproduced. So the human race has been endowed with these taste instincts, which are still in effect if they're tested upon the right substances. I mean, organic food does simply taste better. And when these taste buds that we have are called upon to judge between something that's bad or even worse, then it's asking too much to expect that our taste buds are going to be able to interpret the errors that have been incorporated into the foods by so-called man's intelligence trying to do a better job than Mother Nature. If you've been eating nutritionally depleted food for a while, it's very difficult for you to sense through your tasting sense the difference between something that's not very good and something that's even worse. And I think you can draw on that and make sense out of what I'm saying. My advice is if you want to prove this to yourself, get some fresh ground flour, bake it into bread, and eat it fresh. And you test that bread on some of your skeptical friends. And I think you can establish proof of your own satisfaction that we have not yet become smart enough to change the products provided by nature by all these counterfeit substitutes that are so easy to obtain by running off to the grocery store. So after the break, we're coming up to a break here in a few moments, and I want to talk about the human machine in general as it doesn't work any better than we feed it. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will be continuing with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, you're wondering, where can I find some good whole wheat bread? Obviously, the best thing in the world is to do it yourself, but who's got time? Now, I have a wheat mill. It's the original mill made by Dr. Royal Lee, the founder of Standard Process. It's a newly made machine, but it's based on his grinding system. Because when you grind wheat, and I'm not trying to throw another curveball at you, but you want to be careful how much heat is generated in the milling of the wheat. Because the more heat, the more the natural ingredients are hurt, damaged, or destroyed. So he has a special mill, and it gets through. It's slower, but it gets the wheat down to the fineness that I want. Now, almost any town in America now that I would say has at least 5,000 people might have an artisan bakery somewhere in that town. Someone who just isn't in the business for the money because there's not enough business for it. Unless it's, you know, in a larger environment. In a smaller environment, they just love what they're doing. The love goes into the food. So you want to find something that's not a chain. Although there may be some exceptions to that. A bakery in town that either buys fresh whole wheat flour, and by fresh, I mean it's no more than 10 days old. Hopefully, you know, younger than that. That's the right word. Or they mill it themselves. And then you want to buy the bread that they make as soon after the milling of that wheat into flour as they possibly can. And then they may have oat in the flour. They may have hazelnuts chopped up in the flour. They may have raisins chopped up in the flour. All those things are fine. What's important is that when you break open that kernel of wheat and expose the oil on the inside of it, where the vitamin E is contained in its one of its richest forms, as soon as it's exposed to oxygen, it begins to go rancid, just as fresh milk from a cow or a sheep or a goat or whatever else is exposed to oxygen outside of the udder of the animal, it's going to start oxidizing. Now, in raw milk, raw cow milk, which is what I drink, is raw cow's milk. When I want milk, I drink raw cow's milk because it's legal here in the state of Utah. To me, it's like drinking life. But if I leave it alone long enough, it's going to start to sour. Now, sour milk is healthy. You may not want to drink it, but sour milk is healthy because the natural ingredients that Mother Nature put into that milk through that cow's physiology is still present. And there's a lot of acid building up in there, lactic acid, which is very beneficial to the human body, which is why people will bake things with sour milk. Even freshly ground whole wheat bread made with milk, but they'll do sour milk. And they may even add it. They may even add a sour start to it to give themselves sourdough, whole wheat sourdough bread. That sounds a little crazy, but I'm telling you, until you've tasted something like that, it's incredible. Or whole wheat sourdough pancakes made from freshly ground whole wheat. And watch the eyes of your children light up. I don't want to eat that. It's whole wheat. It's not. Wait till they taste this stuff and watch what happens, because a whole new world can open up to them very quickly. We're going to go to break here, and when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the human machine relative to what we put into it, as opposed to having a $150,000 race car in your garage and what you would be willing to put into it to maintain its care. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News. NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says the weather forecast right now is looking good.
We do expect clearing on the backside of that, and that is because that is the reason why we are trending the forecast to more of an 80% favorability at the end of the launch window tomorrow afternoon.
She says Monday is the backup launch window with a 70% probability of go based on the weather. However, she notes that the weather could be more volatile. When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I have a number here to give you, a phone number, where you can text the word healthy to get into our texting line. If you can jot this number down, 833-510-3306. 833-510-3306. 06 once more, 833-510-3306 on your cell phone, and just write the word healthy in the texting area and send it to that number, and you will automatically end up on our texting list. No charge, no nothing, nobody's asking anything of you, and we'll keep you up to date with things that are going on relative to our nutritional approach to health. So I want to talk about the human machine for a minute. Now, you know, no reasonable person is going to object to paying a repairman for a job well done. I just moved my clinic from one location where it had been for 23 years into another one. And it just happened that the two electricians that service this building, it's a six-story business office building, were delivered to me from heaven. These guys are incredible. They are very talented, and they will work till the job's done, and they clean up beautifully after the work is over. So when I saw the bill, I was happy to pay it because it was a job well done. Now, most of us will object to throwing good money after bad when the job isn't done very well. And when Mother Nature created the human machine, or God, or the universe, or wherever your beliefs lie, Mother Nature intended that very few repairs would ever be necessary to the human machine, barring accident or trauma. However, untold millions are spent annually on the repair of our bodies, and because very little is invested in the care of this machine. I mean, since disease is a natural reaction to an unnatural environment, it would only be imperative that we improve the environment in which we live, not just our bedrooms and kitchens and living rooms and bathrooms, but but the internal environment of our bodies. As we've always been told, necessity is the mother of invention. And there is an experience a few decades ago out of Cheshire, England, that can tell you the necessity of creating a situation that requires a change in the road you're on, that could provide, that did in this particular instance, just provide remarkable changes in the health status of the citizens of Cheshire. And it was in Cheshire that 600 doctors were obliged to treat people rather than their illness. What a thought. The idea was to prevent disease rather than treat the symptoms of the disease. You know, you sit back and you think, well, there's no money in that. There's no money in keeping people well. There's only money in, keeping them sick? Yeah, no, nobody would do that. Well, James Rorty and N. Philip Norman, both MDs, in their book that's called Tomorrow's Food, in a chapter that was entitled The Honest Doctors of Cheshire, tell exactly what happened when the doctors of that town were faced with the problem of accurately diagnosing the illnesses before them, or they would just have to work harder with no increase in their income, because under the National Health Insurance Act that was passed prior to that in the UK, each of these 600 doctors on the Cheshire panel was paid so much per capita for the care of the people in their charge. In other words, you've got 1,000 people you need to take care of. We're going to pay you this much money to take care of these people. Now, you either help them avoid sickness, or you're going to have to deal with their sicknesses at no additional pay. Now, what? Which would only bring them, of course, an increase of work and a loss of sleep. So these doctors did an awful lot more than instead of just crying in desperation or, oh, we can't do this, that's not fair. Their medical treatment would report the systematic and the successful attempts by these doctors, not merely improving, get this, the diets of their patients, but to construct a whole food economy in the entire city, a whole new food culture of the villagers. They served from the soil to the table. It wasn't enough to tell people to eat better. They had to find better food. And to get better food, they had to improve the soil in their local farms in Cheshire, England, by organic fertilizing, crop rotation, letting the soil rest, and during the years that followed, the great improvement of the food improved, believe it or not, the health of the citizens. And so as a result, the doctors who had become, you know, disillusioned and impatient with all these repair types of therapy, turned with something like religious enthusiasm to the building of health and the results that they could show in their patients. And the diagnosis was correct from the very beginning. These people are sick not because they caught a bug. These people are sick because their bodies are sick from malnutrition that allows the bug entrance into the body and an overgrowth of its own population. See, it's one thing to get a strep infection in your throat that's bad enough for the strep infection, but all these bacteria, the strep bacteria, are living beings, and they produce byproducts that become even more toxic to the tissue in which they proliferate. So you not only have to deal with a growing bacterial infection, you have to deal with their byproducts as well. Well, they found out when they improved in this study in Cheshire, England, they improved the soil that gave better produce that was fed to animals that produced healthier meat, and the same produce that the people ate produced healthier bodies. What an idea. I mean, why is it so hard to understand the seriousness of our plight here in America today? Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I have two websites, jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And at forbiddendoctor.com, my wife and I have produced over 200 podcasts. On the homepage, there are three search bars, and the far left one is symptoms. The middle one is products that we recommend. And the third one is the podcast directory. You can put in a subject or you can put in the number of the podcast. And I'm telling you, you listen to about 10 of these, and you'll know, I guarantee you, you'll know more than your primary care physician does. So why is it so hard, darn it, to get very serious about improving our health by improving what we eat? And not just what we eat, but by getting better sources of what we eat. That's why you always hear me lauding the efforts of the local farmers markets. You know, besides the trinkets and the shells and the necklaces and things like, and the honey, jars of honey, which are usually pretty good. They're usually a lot of good organic vegetables and meats that they will be offering. But I'm telling you, if you could turn your diet in this direction, you will change your health profile for the rest of your life. The reason simply that people in this country have come to accept the word sick, you know, as meaning the body is incapacitated and it's unable to perform normally. Nothing, I believe, could be further from the truth to define sick in that way. I mean, merely being able to walk to work, to get in your car, to ride to the store, to turn a few spades of dirt over in the garden, in the backyard once a week, doesn't mean that you're well. It doesn't mean that you're healthy. Today, we kind of interpret the word healthy meaning the absence of sickness. And there are people who think they're healthy that can't walk 100 yards without losing their breath. They can't lift 3 or 4 suitcases into the car before they start their trip before they got muscle aches. That's not healthy. And that's how I want to finish this program. It simply means your body is able to function within certain limits. The idea of healthy. Limits which have been made comfortable by, you know, by our culture that's completely devoted to trying to produce a life of ease. You get up, you go to work, you go home, you sit down on the couch for 4 hours and watch mindless television, you go to sleep, you get up, and you repeat the efforts. If, on the other hand, sickness was judged on the ability to perform, you know, we would find another picture altogether, I think, in defining that word, because a healthy person should be able, let me be really specific here. A healthy person should be able to walk 5 or 10 miles with only moderate fatigue. This is what I tell my patients. Well, Dr. Jack, what's healthy to you? You should be able to walk between 5 and 10 miles at a decent clip. I mean, I'm not jogging, not power walking, just at a decent clip with only mildly fatigue following. A healthy person should be able to dig in the garden all day without sore muscles the next day. A healthy person should be happy, should be enthusiastic about life, should be able to go to sleep and stay asleep soundly until it's time to wake up. That's healthy. And just because you don't have diabetes or your latest blood test gave you an acceptable A1C or it gave you acceptable cholesterol or it gave you acceptable LDL and HDL numbers or triglycerides or your thyroid function was okay, but you can't do a day's work without wishing you had an easier life, you're not healthy. Now, what can you do to improve all of this? Well, first of all, start with selecting plain, simple foods for your diet. It's the overly processed stuff that my patients eat that are loaded with preservatives, color enhancers, flavors enhancers, mold inhibitors. I used to compare the presentation of some of the food in the aisles of the supermarket like a mortician's work with a recently deceased human being, trying to make that person look alive the best they can for the wake and for the funeral while they're laying there in their coffin, dead as a doornail, as Charles Dickens said. I think they have specialists in these food industries to try to make something that has been prepared for 6 months of shelf life to look like it just came from the farm. So picking things, plain simple foods, like the whole wheat bread I was talking about, lots of staples in brown rice instead of white rice, organic potatoes instead of regular potatoes, fresh red vegetables, raw and cooked, green leafy vegetables, and bread made from fresh ground whole wheat. What a difference that's going to make. Now, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. And Joe and Doug and I always have a good time talking together. And remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can listen to my podcast, as I said earlier, at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're going to have some fun here with Doug in a few minutes to help me wrap up this week's program. Stay tuned.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Three past the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the stalwarts. He's here every week. He's like clockwork. He's always here. There's a podcast that gets produced out of the programs that we do every week. And then you have your podcast. I feel like I'm kind of out of the loop because you and I don't talk as much on the air as we used to. So at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you're still doing podcasts like we are on the Good Day Health program, right? Focusing on some of the special stuff that you do there.
Yeah, it's more radio show recordings now rather than podcasts, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah. And so when you do a radio program, in addition to this one, you do a local show there where you are in Salt Lake City. Is it a focus on you being a NUCA chiropractor? Is it a focus on you being a GAPS practitioner? Is it a general health overview with your particular bias? And I say bias lovingly because you do have a bias.
Well, everybody has a bias.
Right.
I mean, even when they start some new medical-based research, there's bias that goes in the research, even if they deny it. But, yes, part of my local radio show is a little bit of politics, but then I move into health, addressing what is current in the topics of news reporting of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anything, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of health stories that are in the news, including a brush-up on resveratrol. If you don't know what resveratrol is, it's one of the things I love saying on the air, resveratrol. Spell it quickly and see what you come up with. All right, we'll talk about that in a moment after I bring you up to date on what's going on at Calitrin. Calitrin, people accuse me of being negative when it comes to Calitrin. You always say what it isn't. Well, okay, well, that's because there are a lot of things that people think about weight loss programs that are necessary. Calitrin is not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It's not a quick fix. It's not a fad. Calitrin is proven to have lasting results, but it takes a long time to do this, 60 to 90 days. And then if you're smart, and I say that advisedly, you'll stay on the program because it's a very good way of keeping the weight off. That's why I like it. And people who are my friends have been on this, and they love the impact of it. So check it out for yourself. Right now, the unlimited BOGO deal going on. When you go to toploss.com, you can buy 90 days, 180 day, whatever, an equal amount of the product without paying for it. So it's two for the price of one. Use the Doug code when you're checking out for free shipping as well. That's all the weight loss promise from toploss.com and Calitrin. All right, so resveratrol. It's a grape seed. Is it the, now? Here's the question: seeds or skin? Which is it?
Well, it appears in a lot. It appears in seeds and appears in skins. It's just a. It's a natural anti-inflammatory, and it has great defense against stress, against fungi, against toxins, even against ultraviolet radiation. Now, it seems to concentrate in the skins of dark-colored grapes. But it does appear in other things. But in a recent study that just came out of the Journal of Neuroinflammation, it has a tremendous effect upon patients with mild, not serious, mild Alzheimer's disease in not only arresting it, but reversing it because resveratrol crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it has a very powerful health-promoting quality in that it stops the development of beta-amyloid peptides that create the beta amyloid plaques that are so familiar with Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. So this is another wonderful way of connecting nature, which is what we are all a part of. We all come from nature. So marrying the things that Mother Nature has provided for us, created, if you will, for us, to keep us healthy. I used to have a lot of green grapes and a lot of red grapes. I've stopped eating green grapes because of what you told me a number of years ago about resveratrol. Who knows? I eat a lot of blueberries. I eat a lot of blackberries. Eat a lot of strawberries. I eat lots and lots of berries. So all of them have a different impact, I'm guessing, but all of them have a good impact, right? You can't eat yourself.
Well, absolutely. One of the great watchwords in natural health is eat as many colors as you can.
Ah,
there's a reason why Mother Nature painted it that way to be attractive to that area of our brain that's looking for nutrition.
Eat as many colors as you can. That's fabulous. Let's talk to Crayola. Maybe take some of the colors they have. Find some food that goes with their colors. Dr.
Yes.
Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.